This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are on Sat Mag with Mark and Warren this morning. It's not your usual familiar voices. Well, we're from other parts of the spectrum. But Macca and Tass, of course, will be back next week. But now we are going to be talking about this new study about LGBTIQ plus representation in Hollywood films at the box office. And Yumin Cheng is a senior lecturer in marketing at the Monash Business School. Yumin, welcome to Sat Mag.
Thank you, Mark and Warren. Thanks for having me.
Now, Mick, do you want to tell us a little bit about this study, how you undertook it, and what you found?
Right. So basically, my co-authors and I analyzed about 4,216 contemporary movies over 8 years. And we were looking at how movies with LGBT representation perform on the box office. So what we found is that in the movies, if they incorporate LGBT representation, such as the LGBT characters and the plots, they enjoy a 29% increase in the box office compared with movies without any LGBT representation.
Wow.
So how, in all of this, there must be multiple conflicting theories about why this arises. You mean, tell us about your view. Why are these particular films so much more profitable in receipts?
So we think that the LGBT inclusive movies, they have a broader appeal to the audience, and they actually reflect the current society more accurately, because we all know that LGBT community is an essential part of the society, and instead of ignoring them, acknowledging them and representing them in the movie actually is appreciated. So people do give credit to them.
Yumin, what sort of content are we talking about? Are we just talking about having, some LGBTIQA plus characters in the film? Or are we talking about films that make LGBTIQ plus issues the main focus?
So we are basically looking at whether a movie has LGBT characters or they don't have it. So we are not really comparing the movies that portray LGBT character in different ways. But we do have some movies that the whole movie is all about LGBT issue and their identity. So this type of movie falls into another category. So for those kind of movies, we find that at least in recent years, they actually perform as well as non-LGBT movies. So a lot of people would think the other way. People may think these movies may be too niche, people may not like it, but that's not what we found in our data.
Let's expand a bit, please, on those categories that you've listed in the study. So take us through those three categories and which are the ones that really hit home for us as a community.
So the best performing category would be the movies that include LGBT characters and plots, but they are not, the whole movie is not about LGBT per se. So I can give you an example. So a good example would be Valentine's Day in 2010. So it was a romantic movie. It features many couples, and the loved couple is a gay couple. It was played by Bradley Cooper and I think it's Eric Dane. And so their story is as important as the other stories in the movie. but they are just one of many. So that's a very good example of LGBT inclusive representation. And we found that movies like that, they have an outstanding performance compared to non-LGBT movies.
And so why? It's got to be more than just the quality of the writing and the fact that it appeals to a wider audience. There must be some more insight that we can get some dirt under our nails about how do we make this happen more?
Right. So that's an interesting question. So as I said earlier, I think this is a better representation of the society these days. And we also find that actually this kind of movies, the reception keeps improving over the 8 years. So if we look at the data in the later years, the reception is even better than the previous year. So I think this is definitely a reflection of how the view of the society evolves as a consequence of many important events.
We're chatting to Yimin Cheng, who's a senior lecturer in marketing at the Monash Business School, about a new study that's shown that LGBT representation in Hollywood films perform better at the box office. Now, Yimin, I'm really interested, and this is my positive outlook coming on here. Could we potentially, if this with the findings of your research, if these the filmmakers see this, could we see accelerated social change being driven by the box office?
So that's our hope. So we know that the movie industry, they care about the social impact, but at the same time, they run their business and money talks, as you said earlier. I would assume that many movie producers, they really want to promote LGBT inclusion, but they also has to be they also have to be responsible for their investors. So our funding actually shows them that, you know, adding LGBT inclusive representation is a win-win solution. So it has positive social impact. It also helps the movies to make money. So I wish that if the movie industry knows our fundings, it would encourage more movies to incorporate LGBT representation. And according to previous research, the more you come across certain a group of people, and the more you like them. So that's human instinct. So I think visibility is the first step of inclusion.
I wonder if your research could also be applied to other corporate products. I mean, if there is LGBTIQA plus inclusion, does that mean that, you know, there is more potential to sell products?
Do you mean in the media landscape or
in
broader?
Any broader landscape? Could we
absolutely.
Could we
yeah,
extrapolate
yeah,
this research
point.
To that?
You mean yeah, expand on that, you mean? Expand on that, you mean?
Right. So we think this is definitely applicable to other categories. So, for example, we have seen some music videos incorporating LGBT representation. For example, at Fireworks, the music video of Fireworks by Katy Perry has LGBT representation in that. That may potentially help them to promote the music. And we also know that in advertisement, there is also a recent trend of having LGBT representation. So this company called Honeymaid, which is a food company in the United States, they have a very famous TV commercial called Our Death. So it features four families, and four families, the one of them has two gay dads. So this is similar to the LGBT representation we studied in the movie. And I think it has a positive impact on how the commercial is received.
I think it's fantastic research. And, you know, it just shows that as a community, we're worth it.
We certainly are. Yimin, what's the next step for the research?
I think I'd like to, say, for example, study some other entertainment products. For example, we haven't studied TV shows, but actually, there are so many LGBT representation in the TV shows. We would like to see that, for example, sometimes a TV show adds an LGBT character in the middle of the season, not at the beginning. That suddenly increase the TV ratings of the show. And we would also like to study, for example, street actor or actress, if they play an LGBT character, that they increase this person's reputation and popularity. So that will be something interesting to study.
I mean, it's a fascinating subject, looking at what went through Ellen DeGeneres' life in 1996, where she came out and lost her career for a number of years and then came storming back in a very different guise. And I think that that would be a phenomenally interesting piece of research for you to get underway with your team at Monash University, Yumin.
Yep.
Yumin, thank you so much. Thank you so much for chatting with us today. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think it's really exciting. It's great. And, you know, and as we said, money talks.
So, Yumin, where can people read the paper?
So the paper was published in Journal of Business Ethics. So you can maybe search my name, Yumin Cheng, and you can find it on Journal of Business Ethics website. You can also go to my personal webpage. There's a link to the full PDF article.
So Journal of Business Ethics, it's Yumin Cheng. Yumin, thanks for joining us on SatMag.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.